Gaura Purnima 2020 by Krishna's Mercy. Brahmand Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhaktilta Bees. Quote, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.151. If you have heard the Maha Mantra, you are very fortunate. You fall into the category of Bhagyavan Jiva, as expressed in a wonderful Bengali verse by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar. You're appearing specifically to rescue the souls lost in this dark age of quarrel and hypocrisy, Kali Yuga. The occasion of Gaura Purnima falls on the day of the year of his appearance, based on the lunar calendar. The seed of the creeper of devotion, bhakti, arrives through the via medium of the spiritual master. Such contact is not a chance occurrence. A person must be very fortunate, they have to be favored by the Almighty, who is known as Bhagwan since he possesses every fortune simultaneously and to the fullest extent. He is also known as Krishna since he is all attractive. In the form of the human body, I can find myself in a variety of situations. We notice the vast difference between taking birth in a poor country versus living in a place full of modern amenities, where there is no shortage of food or clothing. I could be surrounded by sense gratifiers, people who are only interested in the animal activities of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, increasing the degree of indulgence in each area, but never finding true happiness. Considering this life to be everything, not preparing for the next. Having no idea of the distinction between body and spirit, overjoyed at acceptance and deeply saddened at separation. On the other side, I could know the differences. Confirming my suspicions aroused through many years of experience, I learned that simply engaging the senses will never make a person happy. Not that dry renunciation will help much, either. I must have a higher goal. I must work towards the satisfaction of the master of all senses, Rishikesha. He is all attractive, so the effort to please him is not devoid of fun and excitement. The bliss only increases, with the reservoir impossible to fill, as confirmed by Maharshi Valmiki in his conversation with Sri Rama, wonderfully presented in the work of Goswami Tulsidas known as the Ramcharitamanasa. If I know the futility of material life and how serving God is everything, I have been blessed by higher powers. The spiritual master has reached my world to influence me. Another person may not be so lucky. They may not be favored, in spite of being blessed with the same auspicious human form. Because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many more people have become fortunate. Rather than wait for the possible meeting, the Supreme Lord increases the chances of it happening. He does not remain satisfied with creating a system of parampara and supporting it with sacred texts like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He arrives in this manifest world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to display how to live the principles of those important works composed in the Sanskrit language. He distributes the mercy of the divine to every person, irrespective of their pedigree determined by birth. He does not discriminate between man or woman, as every person is an individual soul eternally tied to the Supreme Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu creates auspicious circumstances through the Sankirtana movement, which is the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya earns the honor of being the most munificent avatar of the Almighty, and on Gaura Purnima we take special time to remember and serve him. In closing, so fortunate is he, Chaitanya's form to see, because then easily to understand, that identity not from leg or hand, that spiritual life with purpose meant, from village to village Gaura went, so that every person getting the chance, their fortunes greatly to enhance.